Welcome back to Zorbal's Revenge. Tonight, in Chapter 6, Dr. Zorbal finds himself on the technologically advanced planet of Ketson Prime, whose inhabitants are so focused on technological advancement that they have no idea what to do with their bounty of scientific developments. We join Zorbal at the planet's annual Galactic Science Fair as he interviews candidates to lead the development of the ultimate superweapon, the Star Mangler.
What are these worthless inventions? Do you not understand the importance of my mission? Get out of my sight immediately!
Why, I never...
Get out, or I shall be forced to call the guards.
Thank you for your time.
The incompetence on this planet is nauseating. I thought for certain that I would be able to find a capable scientist here, but they're all such hopeless buffoons. Coordinator, cancel the rest of the interviews. I am leaving this wretched planet.
I apologize in advance for debilitating the interview, Coordinator, but she refused to allow me in. Don't worry, she's not dead, but she won't be waking up anytime soon. Now we can speak in private, Dr. Zorbo.
Humor me a little bit. Who in their right mind would violently barge in here and then expect to gain an audience with me?
There's no need to be so uptight, Dr. Zorbo. You're in the company of Ketson Prime's peerless prodigy, Floating Face Farah. I have a proposition for you today that I believe will be mutually beneficial.
Floating Face Farah? I've never heard of you. Look, I've seen enough useless inventions today. Guards, remove her from my sight.
Unfortunately, the guards won't be coming, Dr. Zorbo. I took the liberty of disabling them in advance to avoid any unnecessary interruptions.
Then it seems I must remove you myself. You've made a grave mistake by angering me today, Floating Face Farah. I am the unstoppable Dr. Zorbo!
In a fury, Dr. Zorbo throws a mighty punch toward Floating Face Farah. As Zorbo lunges forward, Farah deftly reveals a hidden holster underneath her suit jacket. She draws the weapon with expert precision, firing a seemingly fatal shot directly into Zorbo's chest.
Is this the end for Dr. Zorbo? Know that I shall haunt you forever, you pest! Wait a moment. Why am I not dying? Your pathetic weapon cannot harm the great Zorbo!
Of course not, Dr. Zorbo. That was merely a stun ray to prove my skills. Why would I want to kill my future employer?
Oh, well, I suppose you've shown some merit. Perhaps I was too hasty in my judgment. All right, you have my attention.
Excellent. I knew we could have a civil discussion. Quite frankly, I grow tired of my home planet. None of my fellow Ketsonians have any grand ambition. They invent useless trinkets without any purpose, immediately neglecting them to discover something new. I refuse to continue participating in this pointless cycle. Please allow me to join your cause so that I can finally see my inventions put to real use.
And so it seems there's at least one scientist on this planet who isn't a complete fool. But you're aware that there is a glaring problem with your proposition, Farah. I cannot kill Captain Cosmos with mere stun rays.
Not to worry, Dr. Zorbo. That's where my latest creation comes into play. The Food Blaster 9000. It generates a 1 billion gigawatt laser, which is separated into millions of more controllable micro-lasers. These micro-lasers are then shot at the food thousands of times within a nanosecond. Any meal will be perfectly heated and ready for consumption in under a second.
I'm not really following. Are you actually proposing we melt his tongue by superheating his lunch? Look, my plan is much larger than that. It's enormous, even. What I need is to complete the Starmangler's main cannon to absolutely pulverize Captain Cosmos and his puny planet Earth.
Allow me to reiterate. 1 billion gigawatt laser. If focused on a single target, from my calculations, that much energy would be capable of destroying an entire star system. Are you following me now, Dr. Zorbo?
Absolutely brilliant. Standing ovation, Cinnamore! Floating face, Farah, as of this moment, I officially declare you my Lord of Destruction. You will join me and bring life to the greatest super weapon of all time, the Starmangler.
Finally, the universe will know the name Floating Face Farah.
With the Lord of Destruction now in his ranks, Dr. Zorbo moves one step closer to completing construction of the Starmangler. Will Captain Cosmos prevail against such a powerful superweapon? Or is Earth doomed to become space dust? Find out more in the exciting next chapter of Zorbo's Revenge.